This is Sunday morning, October the 18th, 2020. This is the series that we've been talking on Sunday morning, Learning to Flow in the Supernatural. This is called Your Steps Are Ordered. All right, I want to look, the first scripture I want to look at is Psalms 37, verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, we are told to, well, I'll just read it right quick. You don't have to turn there. That way I get it right. So we're born, and God has a predestined plan for your life. A predestined plan for your life. He said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So he expects you to treat yourself as if you're dead. You lay on the altar, like Isaac lay down on the altar. You lay down on the altar and you say, Lord, I submit my life to you. As far as I'm concerned, I have no life. My life is now in you. Then it says, and be not conformed to this world, what we just studied on, the world system and its propaganda. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you have a predestined plan of God for your life, and then it's your responsibility to lay on the altar and you renew your mind with the Word of God so you can find out what that is. Okay, it's not God's fault if it doesn't work out for you, because that's, He expects you to do this for yourself. Okay, but He has a predestined plan for you. This is what predestined means. Well, Ephesians, it's the next scripture, Ephesians 1:11. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. So His predestined plan comes out of His will, God's will. All right, that word predestined there means to limit in advance, or predetermine. So it has a predetermined will for you. And ordered, your steps are ordered in a certain direction. But it's up to you to find it. Submit yourselves to God. Renew your mind until you know His will. Okay? All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. They're single scriptures, so they won't take real long. This is Acts chapter 4, verse 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now he's talking about the Lord's will here. They got thrown in jail because they were doing the will of the Lord. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2, 7. Did I read that right? Just a minute. Okay, that's right. 1 Corinthians 2, 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. All right, I'm going to go through these pretty fast. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. When we stand before Him, like the ones with the talents, when we stand before Him, He's going to ask us to give an account. Some did nothing. The one that had the one did nothing. All right, Acts 2:23. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. But we know this was predetermined for him to go this way. Okay, Acts 3:20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. I don't know if that's that right. Acts 3:20, yeah, okay. 1 Peter 2:8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Okay, Job 14:5. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. With God, everything is in order. Divinely appointed. God has ordered a divine path for your life, but you have a choice. You can choose the path or not. When you renew your mind, you begin to see God's will. This is why Christians make the statement that they don't know what God wants them to do, because they haven't taken the first step to finding out. How can you know if you don't take the steps to bring this knowledge into your thinking process? People that are conformed to the world will follow the world and its ways, like a college education, for instance. Christian children go into college and come out Marxist. The renewing process shows you God's plan and then gives the power and equipment to do it. All right, back to Romans 12. Grace comes along. I remember when I was first started teaching in the other house, we started doing Wednesday night. And the Lord really didn't say anything about Wednesday night. I'd get up there and teach, and it would just dry as dust. It didn't take very many weeks to realize we're not supposed to do this. But Sunday morning was different. And that's why it took me a little while to say yes to doing Wednesday night, because I thought, well, you told me way back then, Lord, you know, no. God's going to have his way. All right. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So he's saying here, for everyone, they've got a divine preordained path that God has laid out for them, but don't get uppity about it, because you're going to have grace to accomplish it. It's not going to be your works. Not you or your works, but grace. Grace will come along supernatural. Grace is God's ability and power to perform, not yours. So, okay. We need Holy Ghost power. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This is walking by the Spirit. If you know where you're supposed to be in God's will, it's going to be a lot easier for you to follow the Spirit, because you're already in that vein. All right, now, after Jesus was raised from the dead and before he ascended to the Father, he instructed his disciples to do something. All right, let's go over to Acts chapter 1. I know you get a lot of people arguing with you over this. Have over the years. People just don't understand it. Oh, when you get born again, you get all there is. Well, I beg to differ. It's not what the scripture says. Okay, verse 1. In the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Still looking for a natural setup here. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Okay, then we look over to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, that the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay, God is not giving you something to do and expecting you to do it in your own power. He sent us help. So this plan is not just to be you trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. You get yourself in big trouble doing that. No, you follow the plan, renew your mind, and he starts showing you his will, then you wait for him to give you instruction. And then when he tells you, you know, it blew my hair back the day he told me go on TV. I went on radio. Then he said, TV, it took me a year to even do anything about it. In fact, Danny came in there and said, when are you going to do what God told you to do? I thought, TV. But I have to say it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why? Grace. Not because of Carla Love, but because of God, because of the Holy Ghost. Okay. So we have to wait on God, because when he leads you and you step out, he will grace what he asks you to do, and you'll feel like, this is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. If you don't, you'll struggle, and you'll get upset, and then you'll shipwreck. Well, God gives I must have missed God. Well, yeah, you missed his timing. Okay. All right, let's look at John 14. That's the thing about God. I can probably tell you the last 24 years, he's probably given me maybe 5 instructions, you know, really. I mean, he's told me a lot of things to teach and stuff, but I'm talking about my own ministry and what to do. 5 things in 26 years. Thing is, you get in that, you do whatever he says do, and just keep doing it until he says do something else. You just hang with it. That's the way it goes. It's not like the tortoise and the hare. It's more the tortoise than the hare. Okay, John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You know, a lot of people want to flow in the power and see the gifts moving and all this stuff going on. But how can you do it unless you don't know about how this all began? You don't know how it works. You're being set up. God wants to show forth his power. But he wants you to know about him, his plan, his Holy Ghost power. Okay? Because this isn't just to have, like I said, a hop, bunny hop and a freight train. We, you know, like we thought, well, that's all there is. No, that wasn't nothing. It's rise up and walk or open blind eyes or there's the word at. There's, you know, that's the power I want to see. All right, Romans 8:11. That That's the problem. We all want to stay within our four walls and have our good time, but they're dying around us. 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, we shall also be glorified together. All right. And I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. All right, He helps us do God's will. The Holy Ghost actually will help you do God's will. Turn another page over, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, I like Himself, not itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So the Holy Spirit knows the perfect will. He knows the plan. And He will help us pray in the Holy Ghost for this plan to be accomplished. You must only submit to God's predestined plan for you. It's called a living sacrifice. The Holy Ghost will help you through this process. He comes alongside to help us. That is why Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Some can't hack it. Just think how glorious it would be if everyone got in their place and ran their race. The body would be complete and we'd get a lot done. In fact, we probably would not have ended up where we are today. So many just don't understand the protocol. This is the protocol, a detailed plan of whatever God's laid out for you. So says Webster's. God chooses the plan, not the man. The man doesn't choose the plan. Now, a lot of men do choose their own plans and end up at these religious institutions. Doctrines of men with no power. All right, just a few more scriptures and we'll be done. 2 Timothy 2:19. Wait a minute, there's no... Sorry. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth here, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So He does the choosing. You may be a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor. Maybe someone that's behind the scenes or somebody that's in the forefront. God does the choosing. Okay, now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? You are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So you're on thy altar, remember. You're a living sacrifice. All right, 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So as we walk out this plan that God has for us, He will work in us where He gets glory. Man doesn't take His glory. He gets the glory for it. All right, Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? So once we lay on that altar, we don't have a say in what's going on. We're saying, okay, Lord, I know you got to do this surgery, and I know it may not be very good for it sometimes, but I submit to whatever you want to do. Instead of trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Okay, Ephesians 2. He is forming the pot, not you. Vessel for honor, dishonor. I don't know what that means. The dishonor part, I didn't look that up. All right, wait a minute. What did I say? Ephesians. Two. Did we do, just do Romans?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, Acts 9:15. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and of the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Talking about Paul here. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communication hath light with darkness? That's very important. Don't yoke up with unbelievers. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? So we need to have godly relationships. Okay, God appoints your relationships. It's just as, don't attach yourself to somebody that's unholy. Okay, Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So we're going to go from faith to faith, glory to glory, being transformed into his image. He's the one that's making us. He's forming the vessel. And he'll do it. We'll submit.